Let's talk cars this morning on WEOL with Fred Liguori, who is the Regional Communications Manager for General Motors, here to talk about what's going on at the Cincinnati Auto Expo. Fred, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's talk about some of the things. We've had a chance to talk to people on some of the different auto shows as they've moved their way across the country. Soon it'll be here in Cleveland. Talk about some of the new things that GM is unveiling over in down in Cincinnati today.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to being in Cleveland next week, but this week we're here in Cincinnati showing off the complete Chevrolet lineup, including vehicles like the Lordstown-built 2016 Chevrolet Cruze. We're really excited to show that one. And then we've also got the 2016 Chevrolet Malibu here that debuts a new technology called Teen Driver. This essentially allows you to do a report card for your young driver's driving style.
How does that actually work? Is there something that you can upload or download, or how do you monitor something like that?
Yeah, so it's all only accessible from within the car. When you're in the car, you enter a unique PIN to turn this system on, and it can be either activated to a unique key fob that you give your young driver, or it can keep a running total. The data is only accessible once you re-enter that PIN, so your young driver can't clear it. But the report card aspect allows you to see things like total distance driven, max speed traveled, whether any of the active safety systems like StabiliTrack, traction control were activated, possibly indicating aggressive driving styles, as well as if your vehicle is so equipped with optional equipment to see when the forward collision alert system and the automatic braking are activated.
I'm wondering how much a parent is going to use this information. I have enough time figuring out my daughter's grades through her school thing, so I don't know how much information, at what point are we going to use this information?
Well, so again, it's only accessible from inside the vehicle, so you need to get back in the vehicle and pull that data. But I think that, IIHS shares the startling statistic that 16 to 19-year-olds are three times more likely to be involved in a motor vehicle accident involving fatalities than drivers 20 and over. So obviously, this kind of serves as the impetus for us to start employing this technology and begin a conversation around safe driving habits with your young driver. Now, the fact that we bring this to our award-winning family sedan that starts at $22,500 is, I think, a great thing that helps make it available to everyone. And even if you're a parent of younger children like I am, and you're not necessarily having teen drivers in the house, so long as you buy a vehicle that includes Malibu, that includes Chevrolet MyLink, you have that technology for the life of the vehicle. So if the average person buys a new car every 7 years and you have an 8-year-old at home, you'll still have this car and that technology when your young driver starts to go how to learn to drive.
Fred, let's talk a little bit about the new Chevy Cruze, of course, made, as you mentioned, in Lordstown. How is the new version different than the current version?
So we're very proud to have this, the Northeast Ohio-built vehicle, and very proud to have it both in Cleveland next week and here in Cincinnati this week. The 2016 is a complete clean sheet redesign. So if you look at the exterior of the vehicle, very dynamic styling, very noticeable road presence. I mean, it's really kind of a stunning looking vehicle. And then when you get inside the vehicle, there's more space for rear seat occupants, new technologies inside, including things like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration, and obviously our award-winning OnStar 4G LTE Wi-Fi connection.
You're also launching a Cadillac crossover. Do we need a Cadillac crossover?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We already have one in the Cadillac SRX. That vehicle will be retired in 2016, and then we bring to market a new Cadillac crossover, the XT5. So it plays in that same segment as the SRX, which has done remarkably well for us, but it incorporates more space inside, more technologies, and we're really excited to see that one come to market. It's quite a stunning vehicle. So if folks have the opportunity to make it down to the Duke Energy Convention Center, come to the Cadillac display and take a look at the Cadillac XT5.
If we come down there, we're heading right for the Chevy Camaro. Tell me about this one.
Well, you and I both gravitated right towards the hyper blue version that we have on display here. It incorporates that same technology that I was talking about, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. It's a lighter vehicle in some cases, and depending on the powertrain, up to 400 pounds lighter than the fifth-gen Camaro. So the handling, the the track times, everything has gone up. We just unveiled a 1LE edition, too, last week at the Chicago Auto Show. So really, giving sports car buyers a ton of options.
Fred, do you pretty much move the same product from show to show?
Yeah, generally it's the full Chevrolet lineup on display at each show. The cars themselves may rotate, so the cars that are here today probably won't be in Cleveland because of the overlap in load-in and load-out, but you will see identical versions of all the cars in Cleveland as well.
If people want to see these cars in advance, get a good look at them, I guess they could obviously go to some dealerships, but what about online or any place to get an insight into what's happening even down in Cincinnati this week?
Yeah, so we would love to see you at any one of our Chevrolet dealers across Ohio. Please feel free. I know you guys just got pummeled by snow, so as difficult as that can be to get out, if folks want to go research online, they can go to Chevy.com to learn more about the great Chevrolet lineup.
Yep, I know I drove by the dealership, and they all have white cars out there today. I don't know what the deal is with that. But takes a while for them to get the red one uncovered. But we appreciate your time this morning. Fred Liguori with the General Motors Regional Communications Manager, getting us a little insight into the Cincinnati Auto Expo and soon to be coming to the Cleveland Auto Show. Thanks for your time this morning, Fred. Appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you.